It's music by Skepta and Wizkid. Energy, stay far away. It's 6:14. Just in case you just joined us, it's the NSK and Shaquan on Namibia's Heart and Soul. So let's start your day before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green. Mind, Body and Green is that bit where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually sit well with your mental, with your physical, your spirit, your emotions, as well as the environment. So let's talk Mind, Body and Green, or rather encourage you to go green. Shaquan, now, I mean, payday situations, you know, 25 days into the month of April.
Yes.
What is it that they need to understand and know?
And
be mindful of.
And be mindful of, yes. Just dealing with parental burnout, because I think for the most part, yes, I'm not feeling my best. I don't know what it is. I don't know, man. It's just not okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm definitely coming down with some things. So I think a contributing factor to that as well is parental burnout.
Of course, of course.
How many of us can actually relate to it where you just have to keep going even though you cannot keep going? If that makes any sense. Mm. But it's like, you know, when you just constantly have to pull up for other people when honestly you don't even have the energy to pull up for yourself. So if it's your first time hearing about this, parental burnout, it's definitely a real thing, and it might be what you are struggling with right now. We know that raising children is obviously not easy. We can all, you know, attest to that, right? Though parents are, or how society has painted as that we're just superhumans and superheroes. And ultimately what I think that is like, you know, like in this Marvel movies that I don't like, that you do.
Yeah.
There's Marvel movies and how, you know, these guys can just fly from one place to the next and they can get injured somewhere in the air, but they still have, you know, that energy to keep fighting for like another 4 hours, all of that, okay? I mean, it makes it seem like regardless of how much you've actually, you know, how much you actually get hurt, like you can still keep going if you actually really want to, or because you're a superhero, you can. You're tough enough to do so. But honestly, when we have to think about it in real life, it's not the easiest thing, because we get tired as well. We get sad. We get depressed. We struggle with anxiety from time to time. We have all the stresses of probably even being at work and not necessarily knowing what your kids are going to eat in the evening, because like you've run out of money and all of that. So it's just a lot that goes on. Oh, wait, here's the one. Killed me for a good 2 years.
Yeah.
Not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, the sporting activities that happen. But regardless, the point is just that there's just a lot that that happens in life, in our own lives, and for the kids as well. And we need to keep pulling up for them. And it's a lot, okay? So Help Guide basically defines burnout as a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. Now, it occurs when you find yourself in a space where you feel overwhelmed, you're emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. Now, according to research, a very interesting article that I read last night is that parental burnout is actually unique, and it's important to identify it in obviously early stages with alongside a lot of things in life in order for you to avoid it. Because I think when you are mindful of it, it is easier for you to react to it a little bit earlier and quicker, so that it just doesn't get a little bit too hard for you to actually get yourself out of that space. Now, everything revolves around our children. However, with that obviously comes a lot of stress, exhaustion, and sleepless nights. And we can all agree to that. So when you actually feel burned out, when you feel that I cannot do life right now, when you're finding yourself on the verge of parental burnout, here are some practical tips that I can take on, that you can take on, that could ease this burnout for us, okay? So if you've been in this space before, and you have some certain, you know, just ways on how you navigate through that, and it actually works for you, we would love to hear from you. So please send a voice note to 83000109. But regardless, what they do say is that we need to take the steps into consideration is that what used to soothe and heal your tired body before your children, if you can remember, if you can remember what it is, find that and get back to it.
All right, okay.
Now, I remember before my kids, I mean, I had two jobs and other side hustles as well, but it was easier for me to just get back to my place because I was living alone and just pass out for like the whole weekend. Nobody would knock on my door, whatever it is, because if that door is closed, like regardless of you even knocking, like, I'm not going to open. you know what I mean? But now, it's like, even if you don't want to open for people, you have to because the kids are making noise and people know that you're home.
Yeah.
But either way, find that thing that really just relaxed you and refreshed you and get back to that. Now, being a parent does not mean, obviously, you have to constantly be neglecting the things that once mattered to you. If it's painting, if it's hiking, if it's working out, if it's spending time with your girlfriends and your gents, whatever it is. I know that in Eros, there's a man cave.
Oh, there's a man cave.
There's a man cave in Eros. I think it's close to Roof of Africa. Yes, it's close. It's like a nest something guest house. But there's like a man cave.
Yeah.
So, gents, you can also go there to just rest, okay? Because we know that we also have some single parent dads and so forth. But either way, you could also take time to go to the spa. You can take time for a solocation, a vacation. You could go for a massage. Or you could just, you know, go out with your friends and spend time with like-minded people your age, and you could actually have grown conversations. Yay! But also just a gentle reminder that taking off some time from your kids will actually, it's actually really healthy, but for both you and the children, because a lot of the times as parents also we smother our kids a lot without even realizing that we do. So you might be thinking that, man, I'm just giving you attention because I never got it and I'm just trying to do better than, you know, what I received. But you might be smothering that little baby, so don't do that. And you're going to go have fun, come back refreshed, and just do this parenting thing over again.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. It is a real thing, isn't it? That's parental burnout. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's 6:20. We've got so much coming your way. The NSK Shaquan on Namibia's Heart and Soul.